My Chanukah. That's the Gemara's question on Chaf Aleph from Beis and Shabbos. What was Chanukah, for what reason was Chanukah instituted? To commemorate what? So we know that there are two options. One is that it was in order to commemorate the great military victory, the Rabim Biad Ma'atim. And there are those who say that it was in order to commemorate the Pach HaShemen, the nace of the Pach HaShemen, how one small Pach was able to burn for 8 days. Some people like to point to the fact that in Al HaNisim we only mention the military victory, we don't mention the nace of the Pach HaShemen, even though the simple interpretation of the Gemara is, and the Rambam, is that it's because of the nace of the Pach HaShemen. But the Sfas Emes has a third option, which really brings much closer the avoda of Chanukah, or maybe more precisely, how Chanukah speaks to our avodas Hashem. The Sfas Emes says that the nace of Chanukah was not the military victory per se, or it wasn't only the military victory, and it wasn't only the nace of the Pach HaShemen burning, but it was etzem the fact that they found the Pach HaShemen. The Greeks had come into the Beis HaMikdash, they had defiled everything, and they went in with an intention to be metame, to defile everything that was pure. And yet, somehow, they overlooked one Pach HaShemen. The mashmos is that it's not that they missed the whole storage room of Shemen. They were able to defile all of the Shemanim, but there was one Pach HaShemen that they overlooked, and it was beyond the reach of the Greeks. Now, the Sfas Emes learns that there's a tremendously deep teaching in this, and that is that every single person, no matter how defiled he is, no matter what dark places he finds himself in, every person has within him a Nekuda Tahora. Every single person has their own Pach HaShemen, their own small little spark that is beyond the reach of Tumah, that will always remain Tahor. And if a person searches for it, even in the, sometimes, not always, but sometimes even in the disaster of and darkness of sin, person is defiled, a person is tameh, but if he searches, he will always be able to find that small Pach HaShemen. And if he lights it, so it can light up for 8 nights, it can illuminate far beyond what anyone can imagine. And that's a very, very important message in Avodas Hashem, that even though a person sometimes feels so distant, he has to realize that Elokai, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahorihi, every person has an essence to them that transcends all tuma of this world. And all a person has to do is not lose hope in finding that Nekuda and search it out and seek to, what's the expression that we say, to add wind to the fire in order to help the fire grow and to turn into a great flame. I think this whole Sfas Emes, now he doesn't connect it, but I think it gives a whole new perspective on the Shita of Beis Shammai. We know that the Beis Hillel's opinion is what we follow, that every night we add another candle, we add another candle, we add another candle, and that's certainly a very optimistic perspective, that we continue to grow and to grow. But Beis Shammai, I think in light of this Sfas Emes, is also very deep and very meaningful. That each night we go from 8 and we go down to 7 and we go down to 6. And, even if the light is decreasing, there's always going to be one light left. We're always going to be able to light one light. We might not have 8, we might not have 7. Could be we look in the past and we were doing great 3 years ago, 5 years ago. And right now we're not doing as well. You have to always remember there's still one little light. You never lose that one light. And we all know that Chanukah always falls out in the deep, deep winter. This past Shabbos, when we lit candles, this was the earliest Shabbos of the year. So that means that it's the darkest. It's the darkest of nights. And yet we have the ability to light a candle, to illuminate even in the greatest darkness. And that's a very, very powerful message of Chanukah, that no matter how dark it gets, there's always the ability to light and to illuminate.